and welcome to the latest episode of the ERP Strategies and Solutions podcast series. In this series, we'll join ERP specialists, business owners, industry insiders, and others to explore the business benefits of ERP. Now, here's your host, Chris Carroll.
Hello, everybody. Welcome again to another podcast edition of ERP Strategies and Solutions. Today's podcast on the series covers some interesting findings from Panorama's 2015 Manufacturing ERP Report. And once again, January Polk has been kind enough to join us. She's the Director of Client Services at Panorama Consulting Solutions, and she's going to answer some of our questions. January, thanks for joining us again.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Absolutely. It's always a pleasure. So let's dive right in with some questions that our listeners are going to want to hear. Tell us a bit more, first of all, about Panorama's various ERP reports and how the data is collected.
Sure. Panorama Consulting Solutions developed the 2015 Manufacturing ERP Report to basically investigate ERP software selection, implementation, and satisfaction trends among the manufacturing industries. The report summarizes Panorama's independent research into the experiences of manufacturing organizations in regard to the enterprise software they select, vendors, consultants, and implementations overall. The data was actually captured through Panorama's website during a recent 26-month period, so from October 2013 through May 2015, and we had about 266 respondents respond and complete the surveys in which we use the data to analyze.
Wow. So what are some of the challenges that you find that you run into that you'd say are unique to the manufacturing industry then?
I would say, according to our 2015 ERP report, it revealed a good deal of variation among average implementation durations and costs across the different industries. Our 2015 manufacturing ERP report showed that manufacturers are just as likely to take longer than expected to implement their software. But when they do, they are more likely to actually extend their timelines by a greater amount than the other industries. Specifically, we saw 33% of manufacturing organizations go over their timeline compared to 27% of organizations across the other industry.
January, how much do manufacturing organizations struggle with cost overruns?
Well, while the average organization in any industry that we look at spends a total of about $4.1 million on their ERP implementation, what we found is that manufacturers actually spend half of this amount, around $2.0 million on average. Even when we normalize the data to account for the variation in company sizes by looking at total costs and expressed as a percentage of annual revenue, we did find that the manufacturers come out ahead with costs of 7.5% of the annual revenue compared to 8.4% across all the rest of the industry. However, on the flip side, when you look at budget overruns, they are more common among manufacturers. So we're finding that manufacturers are actually going over budget by 69% on their projects compared to 65% in other industries.
Okay, that's interesting. So, folks, you're listening to January Polk here on ERP Strategies and Solutions. We're uncovering some very interesting findings and some things that are unique to the manufacturing industry as we cover the findings from Panorama's 2015 Manufacturing ERP Report. Stick around. We've got more with January in just a moment.
Not sure which direction to go with your ERP initiative? Having trouble getting your ERP implementation completed on time without compromising tangible benefits?
Panorama Consulting Solutions is an independent ERP consulting firm focused on ERP software selection, implementation, and organizational change management.
So whether you're about to select your ERP software, need help with implementation, or need to get more out of your existing ERP software, Panorama can help your organization reduce its ERP cost and risk while optimizing business benefits. In fact, compared to the average organization, Panorama's clients implement their ERP solutions at less than 50% of the cost and in 10% less time. Some of Panorama's clients include Samsonite, Kodak, Coldwater Creek, Maxon Lift, and Ashcroft Incorporated.
Call Panorama at 720-515-1377. That's 720-515-1377.
Or visit us on the web at www.panorama-consulting.com.
Welcome back to ERP Strategies and Solutions. We're speaking with January Polk today about the 2015 Manufacturing ERP Report from Panorama and some of the things they found. January, what are some other notable findings from the report that you can share with our listeners?
I think there's two in particular that I would want to share. The first is that manufacturers are more likely, what we found, to customize their ERP software than when you look across all the other industries. So even though despite the relatively low total cost of ownership that we find among manufacturers, the companies seem to struggle when they're implementing their ERP software with putting in a significant amount of customization. So in fact, we saw that 26% of the manufacturers required extreme customizations of their systems. Compared to other industries, when we looked at, they only experienced about 11% extreme customization in their systems. We think that this is largely due to the unique needs and complexities of manufacturers, combined with the fact that the software requires to integrate with other third-party solutions. Typically, we see a lot of manufacturers have to implement MES or shop floor automation systems to capture time, machine time, and labor costs. And so when you're looking at that and the integration of that with the current ERP that they select, then you tend to find that there's going to be a lot more customizations involved. The second finding I think that's worth mentioning is the adoption of manufacturing-specific functionality is what we found relatively weak. So while most manufacturers will adopt core modules, such as sales or distribution, accounting, finance, materials management, relatively few of them are actually implementing the more advanced functionality. So we're seeing them implement less of the modules related to lifecycle management, advanced planning, or customer relationship management. Many of these same companies, what we found, are actually paying for this software, but then they're just not choosing to implement them for whatever reason.
Well, January, that's fascinating. Why are some of the reasons that when companies like this go to the trouble of acquiring these modules that they wouldn't feel compelled to use them? Why is that?
I think a lot of it has to do with the fact that companies don't do a good job at their phasing approach. ERP implementations are very challenging and they take a lot of time. And if you don't phase them out and try to prioritize which items are absolutely necessary to implement in phase one, then and you try to implement everything, then people tend to get burned out. They have no way of learning everything all at once. And so from that standpoint, they don't take advantage of those advanced functionality modules. So it's more of a burnout factor, I think, more than anything, of companies trying to do too much too fast versus walking instead of running and phasing it out to make sure that they can take advantage of the full system and those modules that they actually do acquire.
Where can our listeners find out more about what we've been talking today about the 2015 Manufacturing ERP Report?
Our listeners can always download our 2015 Manufacturing ERP Report on the Panorama's website, or they can always contact us at our phone numbers to request a copy of the report as well.
In January, can you share the phone number, how to reach Panorama as well for us?
Absolutely. It's 720-515-1377.
All right. Everyone, you've been listening to ERP Strategies and Solutions, and I'm going to give that information where you can find out more, too. I've been speaking with January Polk. Panorama Consulting Solutions is who she's with, and she's been generous to share her time again today. Thanks for being here, January, as we wrap up this discussion today. I appreciate your time.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Absolutely. Once again, if you want to find out more about Panorama's 2015 Manufacturing ERP Report, well, all you have to do is visit their website, panorama-consulting.com. That's panorama-consulting.com. Or if you prefer, you can give them a call at 720-515-1377. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time on ERP Strategies and Solutions.
Register for our free weekly ERP webcast series, download white papers, or read our ERP research on our website.
Call Panorama at 720-515-1377.
Email us at info@panorama-consulting.com or visit us on the web at panorama-consulting.com. And be sure to subscribe to this podcast series for more ERP Strategies and Solutions.